Talk Live. Welcome into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves by bringing up whatever you want on the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right to the phones and to the fun. It's Neo in California. Mm-hmm. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Neo.
Oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
I was wanting to make a comment about the whole new media issue. It's excellent. I absolutely love how the internet is really taking charge and pushing forward all these new avenues for well thought and news in general. But I hear a lot of people talking about how, we need a new media, but really I think what's more important is that people should be stepping up to the plate and actually becoming the new media.
I think people are doing that. Are there not enough for you?
Well, frankly, I would have to say there isn't enough, and that we should always be pushing ahead with more and more and having more leadership, more people taking charge and more people getting fired up and actually doing something about it instead of just saying, well,
I think that's happening. I think that it's a natural process that people are seeing the new media, they're experiencing, they're downloading, they're viewing, they're listening, and then they're going to get excited because they're going to understand that this is now within their grasp.
Right. Go to PodcastAlley.com and listen to the, 40,000 different podcasts that are there. And, you know, some are good, some are bad.
Look at YouTube. I mean, there's more content on YouTube than you could watch in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. I think that it is happening, what you're saying. I mean, not everybody is cut out for this sort of line of work. But it's certainly now within the grasp of virtually anyone, and people will figure that out over time, and they are figuring it out.
Absolutely. I also have another question. There's one particular gentleman that actually has some really excellent podcasts, and I was wondering if you've ever thought about having him on the show. His name is Stefan Molyneux. He runs freedomainradio.com.
Yeah. I like Stefan. Is he pronounced it Stefan himself?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I usually hear him call himself Steph. So
okay, we've read his stuff on the air. I really don't know why we haven't had him on. I guess it's just that
he advertises with the show, with our show too, right?
You're the sales director.
I mean, he has a banner on the website.
No,
I thought he did.
No, that's a different radio show.
Okay,
different one.
Sorry,
but yeah, a lot of our audience crosses over to his show and vice versa, and Pendulette's show as well. We sort of have this sort of incestuous little audience that makes the rounds to all the freedom-oriented shows. I think eventually we'll have Stefan on. Maybe once. I don't know. I guess it would depend on if he wrote up an article that we just felt like we had to have him on to discuss rather than just read. I have no objection to having him on. It's just that I'm not it's not my job to go around and find a bunch of guests for Free Talk Live because this really isn't a guest-based show. We have guests on occasionally from time to time, Neo. But
perhaps, Neo, you could start a freedom-oriented podcast where you did a bunch of interviews for people.
Oh, man, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
There you go.
Nice.
Might
get something off the ground.
Nice way to wrap it up at the start of his call. Neo, any other thoughts?
Vote Ron Paul.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
On tonight at 11 p.m. on The Daily Show at Eastern Time.
And on YouTube probably tomorrow at some point.
Likely.
All right, so let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Well, speaking of Ron Paul, I have a report to file from the Democrat debate last night and from the Ron Paul activism that went on there. There was a debate, as you guys may know, in New Hampshire last night.
A report to file? Us. Okay.
Yes. He's reporting on the debate. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, there was, of course, you know, no one expected to see any Republican candidate activists there at all. But sure enough, there are 15 of us Ron Paul supporters there to hold signs for Ron Paul. And we were in some of the best spots. And
great.
People couldn't believe that we were there. But the Democrat folks were, they were strangely receptive. And, you know, I think it almost did more good to be there for this Democrat debate than it will to be there tomorrow for the Republican debate, just because we were such oranges and a bunch of apples.
Yeah. I think that's great. Did you? Did anybody say anything to you specifically, anything positive?
Yeah, I had like 15 different people come up to me just because I was wearing a Ron Paul shirt and say, hey, cool shirt. Hey, tell me more about Ron Paul and stuff like that. They'd almost all heard of him.
That's good to know, because you wouldn't think that a lot of you wouldn't think there'd be a lot of crossover, at least amongst the party adherents, that they would even bother watching the competing parties debate. But the idea that these political people are getting wind of Ron Paul, I think, is a good
Ron Paul's
good thing.
The only candidate that, you know, besides I think Dennis Kucinich, that really wants to pull out of Iraq.
Yeah, didn't I hear that Hillary Clinton got up on stage and made the claim that none of the Republicans want to pull out of Iraq?
Yes, I believe she did say that.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, I mean, I could only stomach 5 or 10 minutes of it. I didn't try to go in, and sure. I watched part of it on a big screen, but I just went out and went jogging while it was on and came back afterwards because I just couldn't stand it.
So what's happening in New Hampshire tomorrow night? I know there's some sort of shindig going on or some sort of Ron Paul viewing fest or what's going on?
Yeah, tomorrow Ron Paul will be in the Republican debate, which is in New Hampshire, same place, St. Anselm's College in Manchester. And we'll have a reception for him afterwards, including a watch party and everything. I mean, there's people will just be at Murphy's Draft Room probably for 4 or 5 hours, you know, starting at maybe 7 p.m.
So the candidate himself is actually expected to show up at a Free Stater-organized event after the debate, is what you're saying.
At a Free Stater restaurant, too.
Yeah, that's right. Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester is now owned and operated, brand-new restaurant bar that was opened by Free Staters. Pretty cool.
That's the plan, is for him to be there, last I heard, but you never know. I mean, plans could change. But Dennis Kucinich showed up. The Kucinich folks invited me to come over to their get-together, and he showed up for that, and I got a chance to ask him a question in front of the crowd and everything about Real ID. So that was kind of cool.
Very good. Dave, thanks for the update. Anything else?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take it easy. 800-259-9231 to Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, if I got time, I want to talk about two things. My speeding ticket and a free market solution to nasty, dirty pictures. Anyway,
okay. Speeding ticket first.
Yeah, I beat my second speeding ticket this year in court today.
What were the magic words that allowed you to do that?
Well, I don't consider it 100% victory because although they dropped the speeding ticket, I did agree to pay the court costs. So I kind of compromised in that regard. The last one was a better success because they just dropped everything. But I figure it's better than having to go back to court and do the trial and all that, so I had to make a little pact with the devil and give them their $61 fee. But I think the thing that turned the tide, and I did put it in my on your BBS there under, you know, Christian Anarchist Beats a Speeding Ticket.
Okay.
But I think the thing that really turned the tide was when I told him that I wanted the trial and asked him how to go about using the subpoena process in this district, you know, in this jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, who do you want to subpoena? I said, I want to subpoena the maintenance records on the radar gun. Actually, it was a laser gun. The maintenance records on the speed trap unit and the training records, the training certificates of the police officer involved. At that point is when he kind of looked down at his paper and decided maybe he didn't want to go through the trial on this one because it wasn't going to be his little cakewalk that he was, you know.
Yeah, the
so
bureaucrats would have to do work.
Sounds like work.
Yeah, and so he then offered me to offered to drop the charges and I'd have to pay the court fees. And I said, well, how much are the court fees? They said $61. I said, gosh, that's a lot of money. I said, you know.
You think you can knock it down
that
a little?
I did. I asked him to knock it down a little. And he said, well, I can't do that because it's the legislature. You know, they're a different branch of government. I'm surprised that he even realized
hey,
there were.
Do you have a discount for poor people? Come on. Something for
well,
me. Give me a little something, Your Honor.
He did say that they could do it for hardship, and he asked me if I was employed and all that. And I said, look, I'm not a hardship case, so I can't do that. But so I just went over and paid my fees and grumbled a little bit. And But at least I don't have the speeding ticket. I don't have to have my insurance go up. And all
so
that.
Your but message anyway, for others who get said tickets is to challenge the records or request the records. If they're going to take it to court and then request the records of the maintenance on the speed trap unit, mm-hmm. and also, what was it, the training of the officer?
Yeah, well, there's a couple other things you can do, too. It's all out there on the web if people want to search around for this. It's nothing I invented. This is just something I've learned from others. And I say always challenge their authority, always challenge their laws, and be polite about it. You know, don't be an ass, or they're gonna, you know.
Right, and you posted your experiences on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com. If you want to go there and actually read up on his experience and interact with Gene, you can do that. Gene, hang on. I know you had a second issue. We'll bring you back for that. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That includes live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. Waiting for you. freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. As we go back to Gene the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're back on Free Talk Live. What else did you want to cover tonight?
Well, Ian, you're always talking about how the free market can come up with solutions. And I want to say that I can cite one such example. And that is, there's a lot of people like me that like to watch movies, but we don't want to see the movies the way they present them. In other words, if I go to a movie that it's a nice action scene, but it's always got to have that one scene that I just don't like. You know, it's either going to be a scene about homosexuality, or it's going to be, if my son is with me, it'll be a naked sex scene in a bedroom or whatever.
Heavens no.
And, yeah, well, I mean, you know, my kid's 13, and he doesn't even like to see stuff like that. He's at that awkward stage where he doesn't like girls and kissing and all that stuff.
Mm.
But at any rate, there's always the way you would like to see a movie, but you can't see it that way because, by golly, the director produced it this certain way. You know, they made it this certain way, and this was their vision, and you better watch it the way they intended you to watch it or just don't watch it at all. Or you can wait until it comes out on TV and watch the TV edited version. But if you buy it on a DVD, you're stuck with the version that they want you to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they now have this player out there called the ClearPlay DVD player, and you download filters off the internet that you put on a memory card, you stick it in the player, and then it'll actually skip over the scenes that you don't want. And, you know, there's different criteria. You can select mushiness and sex scenes. Or, you know, there's several. Gore, you can cut out the gore. You can leave the gore and cut out the sex. Or you can cut out the gore and leave the sex. You can have the movie the way you want it.
That's excellent. Now, I'm sure the directors would be upset, but hey, you know, whatever. It's your final end product, and you should be able to watch it in the ways that you want to watch it.
I'd like to be able to get rid of all the government worship I see in a lot of films.
Yeah,
they have a button for that?
The glorification of the FBI and that sort of thing?
Actually, they have a patriotism button that you can click on and say, well, you know, don't want to see too much of that. So they actually have many different criteria that you can filter the movie the way you want to watch it. And I think it's great because people can then get the DVD, they can take it home, they can pop it in, they can sit around with the family with some popcorn and watch the darn thing, you know, and enjoy the movie.
Do you have this this player?
Just bought it.
What's it cost?
They are actually a good deal now because they were $99 on the internet, but now...
That sounds like a good deal to me. I mean, $99 for a DVD player that allows you to control the content that it puts out, that seems like a steal.
It gets better. That's when you had to buy it over the internet. Now Target is starting to distribute these things. Target has them for $49.95.
That's amazing. Now, is there a subscription service that, as far as you have to subscribe to download the filters?
Yes, you get all the current filters for free. You get a 1 month free subscription. You can download all the current filters. To keep up with the new filters, you pay it's $4.95 a month to keep up with the new filters. Or I suppose you could just wait a year and then go join and get all the latest year, you know, the last year's filters.
I see. So basically you put it on a memory card, is that right?
Yes, you can put it on. You can put it on a DVD. You can put it on a memory card. You can put it on a.
And so the filters download permanently to the player.
They're on your memory card, and you can put a certain number of them into the player permanently, so they're there when you watch your movie.
Very cool.
But you can also delete them and then put new ones on.
So great example, Gene, of one of the ways the marketplace has responded to the demands of those parents out there that are very concerned about the content that their children are exposed to. And that's something I'd heard about in the past. Sort of the version that I'd heard was that there was some company in Utah that was actually physically editing the movies.
The movie industry squawked and had a cow, and so they had to quit doing that. But now you can have your own personal version.
That's fantastic. Thank you for the call, Gene. We appreciate you sharing that with us. And that sort of ties in with what I've said about how if we were to get the government out of, for instance, the radio business, as we were talking briefly about last hour, get the government out completely, people off. Oh, well, they'll say, oh, no, then the music stations will start cursing on the air, and they'll be dirty, and that'd be awful. Well, if we let the marketplace work in a free market environment, then there would be services created, like the Christian radio service. The Christian stations could take a chunk of the band, like they sort of already have, the 88 or 87 to 90 megahertz or whatever, where you typically find the Christian stations. They could take a chunk of bandwidth and release radios that only tune to that particular section of bandwidth. So you could have a car radio that won't tune the rock stations. You could have a car radio that will only tune the stations that you want to get. Or it could be some sort of a pay subscription service where it's digitally encoded, some sort of satellite Christian service. They have satellite Christian TV. Why wouldn't they have satellite Christian radio? They could, and
even,
they can.
Even easier would be just a radio that parents could tune out the stations they didn't want their kids to listen to.
Blockable. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Let's let the market decide. 800-259-9231. And let's jump into the email box. You got one about religion, since we're talking with the Christian anarchist. What's this one about, Mark?
Well, this one is from Chris. It says, hey, Mark, I've been listening online for a few weeks. Politically speaking, I mostly identify with you. Don't worry, Chris. It's you and everybody else. But I'm really getting tired of hearing Christianity berated. It makes it difficult to listen to the show. I can't say that a vocal majority who identify themselves as Christians haven't justly earned being berated. But I notice that you guys, Ian mostly, moves fluidly back and forth between ad hominem and ad fontes attacks. If it matters, my journey towards the libertarian position started by reading the transcript of a hero of mine who testified before the Senate against the formation of the Department of Education. He argued that it was contrary to the Constitution and the federal government had no business being involved in education. He was a minister in the Presbyterian Church and a professor at the seminary of Princeton University. His name was G. Gresham Machen. Not familiar with this gentleman. If you're interested in that transcript, it's as follows. A few years later, I read a biography of Dr. Machen by another hero of mine, Dr. Daryl G. Hart, entitled Defending the Faith. His new secular faith is excellent, too. There I learned that Machen was much more of a libertarian than I had realized. If Free Talk Live had been on the air in the 1920s, you'd been singing the praises of Dr. Machen much like you do Ron Paul. But he didn't fit the stereotypes that you and Ian call Christianity. He is considered a fundamentalist because he took the Bible literally and believed in the existence of the supernatural triune God. But the fundamentalists wanted nothing to do with him because he was opposed to the prohibition of alcohol and the government regulation of all other social ills.
Good man.
Religiously so-called. Now, I say this not to bore you, but to plead with you not to drive listeners like me away. We are very few and extremely far between, but we are intelligent Christians.
What's driving him away exactly?
Our berating of Christians.
I don't berate Christians. I talk about how there are some good Christians out there, and there's some bad Christians out there. I try to temper my comments. I understand that there are Christians listening, and usually I will mention that fact when I talk about Christians.
We'll finish it up, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website for your download and convenience. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So we're in the middle of an email from yet another upset Christian listener who thinks that I'm attacking all Christians when I say things on this show, when my position is that I usually make a habit out of making the point that there are Christians of different viewpoints. Many of them are liberty-loving Christians who appreciate freedom, and many of them aren't. A number of them are anti-freedom, pro-state Christians that I'm very frightened of. And, you know, as long as you all are going to be lumped into the same group together, inevitably, I can see how you would be offended by me saying bad things about, for instance, the pro-state fundamentalist Christians. Maybe you feel like you're being attacked at the same time, and I'm sorry you feel that way. Is that what he's saying?
I think that's what he's saying. And I've got to personally say that I have a bit of an axe to grind with Christianity in general. But, you know, I probably should let it all go, but I feel fibbed to by all the people. You know, I went to a Christian school. I was, my mom was very into the church. She was a Sunday school teacher, and it just, you know, I was very into the church when I was younger, and it just doesn't make any sense to me now. And I probably take it out sometimes on Christians in general when, you know, the big government Christians that want to enforce their morality on us,
mm-hmm.
When they start, when they're in the news.
Right.
And I try to use the terminology Pharisees as often as I can because nobody identifies with that, but the people that, the Christians that I'm, that aren't for big government know that I'm talking about Christians that are.
The other guys.
Jesus came to free us from the Pharisees as opposed to...
The Pharisees being those who want to control...
Right.
Others.
They were essentially the big government religious zealots of the day.
Got it.
And that's who Jesus came to, you know, say, hey, you're talking a bunch of nonsense. This isn't what religion's about. So,
but I mean, to be fair, I'm against organized religion in general. I would like to see it disappear from the face of the earth.
I think he's saying that it shows.
Fine, it should show. Okay. I do a talk radio show about opinions. Of course it's going to show. And inevitably, Christians are going to get picked on the most because they're the most popular religion in America. Were it to be Muslims, I'd pick on them a little bit more often.
There's really no religion that even comes close to Christianity, assuming you include Catholics into that number,
and when
in America.
And when I say I would like to see it abolished from the face of the earth, I mean on a voluntary basis. I'm not talking about some sort of war against Christians or anything like that. Not at all. I just want people to come to the realization that religion is a man-made construct created by men to control other men. That's why religion came about. And I think it's kind of despicable. And I'm not going to change my opinion for you. If you don't like that, then go somewhere else. Or call in and discuss it or write an email.
Well, you know, that's what he's done. So let me finish with it. I'm going to start at the beginning of this.
He has just as much right to be offended as a Muslim has a right to be offended as anybody else has a right to be offended about what I say on this show. Tough S.
I wouldn't go that far. I understand where he's coming from. He doesn't feel welcomed. And we should be welcoming all
if you love liberty, I welcome you. I work hand in hand with Christians here in
he's telling
in
you
New
how he
Hampshire.
Feels. And tough S is what he just got out of.
Yeah.
So I say that...
That's if you don't understand what I say on this show, and that is that I think religion is problematic. I appreciate those Christians that like liberty. Doesn't mean I'm going to love religion as a result of them having similar belief system as I.
I don't think he's asking for that.
He's just asking for me to not talk about it.
Pretty much.
Sorry.
Yeah, we really can't do a show without talking about it. It's so integral.
Well, we go
to...
through shows without talking about
right,
it, but
we can't do a show in general. Right, correct. I say all this not to bore you, but to plead with you, not to drive away listeners like me. We are very few and extremely far between, but we are intelligent Christians out there who believe that what we believe for good reasons and don't want to impose an agenda on any of our neighbors. Think of it in the terms of Ron Paul's reasoning about interventionist wars. What would we want China, would we want China to occupy the area where we live? No. And so we shouldn't do that to anyone else. Would you want to listen to a show that called libertarians wackos and freaks? I doubt it. So why do you do that to a segment of your listening audience? Last thing, I heard a good objection from you about God commanding Israel to kill everything in AI. There's a good answer to that. Some of us are thoughtful enough to dialogue about it. So if you want to persuade people into joining the liberty movement, leave the subject of religion alone. Now, specifically when I was talking about AI...
Because religious people are so apparently thick-headed that they can't see the message through the fog of an anti-religious segment on a radio show. Is that what's going to kill their interest in liberty? Is because the couple of the communicators who happen to be advocating it are also not necessarily in favor of their particular religion? If that's how shallow those people are, then, you know, I'm not really that interested in converting them. If that's what he's saying...
I'm interested in having him as a listener, and I want to address the issue of AI specifically.
Okay.
When I mentioned AI, I was talking to a guy who was saying that Muslims are terrible, sword-wielding demons from hell. We must kill them all. And as an example, I showed him, look, Christianity can be misinterpreted by mendicants just as easily. Look at what God said about AI.
Mm.
And it's terrible. I mean, you look at what God said to do to AI, kill every man, woman, child, down to the sheep in AI. That's what he prescribed. And it shows that Christianity's got some parts that you can pull out a segment and make God look real bad.
Sure.
You can pull out a segment of Muslim of the
Didn't
Quran.
God kill everybody at one point by flooding the earth?
It's certainly
That's
worse.
Pretty awful.
And if you pull out these segments and look at them on their, just those little segments on their face, it makes the religion look terrible. I don't think you can take Christianity out of context like that, and I don't think you can take Islam out of context.
As soon as all the Christians go back and go back into the closet where I believe it actually says in the Bible that their religion belongs, then, we'll stop talking about them. But as long as there are Christians out there that continue to advocate control by the state, rules and regulations against freedom, then we'll keep talking about them. As long as there are Christians out there like Fred Phelps and Jerry Falwell and all these anti-freedom Christians, they're going to keep getting talked about, and they're going to keep getting slammed. So why don't you talk to your fellow Christians and tell them to stop controlling others, and then we'll stop talking about their crazy ideas. How about that?
Yeah, in your defense, in those cases of those gentlemen like Fred Phelps and Jerry Falwell, those guys use their Christianity. That's what they're basing their whole arguments on. So how are you going to argue against that? Without arguing against the forcing Christianity down people's throats and religious zealotry and that kind of thing. I would have to agree in that particular circumstance. We're not trying. What I'm trying to say to Chris here is we're not trying to drive away religious people that believe in freedom and liberty.
Some of them give money to this show. You heard Gene the Christian Anarchist a few moments ago. He's a contributor to Free Talk Live.
And he does not agree by any stretch of the imagination with everything that we say,
and
especially when we're on the topic of religion.
I know it bugs him when we talk about Christianity, but he still understands that this is a valuable radio show spreading the message of freedom, and he manages to contribute to the show. And I'm sure he's not the only Christian amongst our ranks. He's just the only one that we know is a Christian.
And there are definitely listeners out there that agree with us, that dislike religion, and so therefore they get something out of that segment.
Mark, but the majority of Americans are Christians, and so we shouldn't say anything bad about their religion.
So if we chose not to say anything to those, if we chose not to say anything that would offend anyone at all, we'd have no show at all. So you have to, those listeners that don't believe in organized religion, well, they have to look beyond some of the other things we say. I don't have any idea what those things are, but some people disagree with my stance on evolution. I don't really believe that evolution is necessarily the full explanation of what happened here on life on planet Earth. People look past that and support the show anyway.
Mark, most people believe in government. We shouldn't talk about. We shouldn't talk out against government on Free Talk. I could turn off some listeners. 800-259-9231. You can take control. A lot of people don't agree with having sex before marriage. We shouldn't talk about sexual issues because there could be kids listening. You know what? This is Free Talk Live. You talk about what you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, because if you're talking about something different, then we won't have a chance to talk about the things you don't want us to talk about, if that makes sense.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skin, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost.
Dial 1-800-221-5756.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Enjoy those on us. If you like the show, then head over and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that portal, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter if you're buying one of the products from their 41 categories of products or even an online-only product like their Amazon Unbox movie downloads, we get a percentage of it. Gift certificates, we get a percentage of that, those too. I mean, it's all, even used items, we get a percentage of that. Amazon's got a great used section. Anyway, go to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, products delivered to your door, great deal, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of items, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we just finished up an email from a Christian listener who is concerned with the fact that we sort of down religion and specifically Christianity on this show. And there are certain reasons for that.
Right. We're not confronted every day with Zoroastrianism. We are confronted every day with Christianity.
Right. And in many cases, a lot of the laws that the government is passing are advocated by Christian activist groups.
The religious right, as it were.
Right. Now,
the Pharisees.
And I've acknowledged time and time again that there's this certain subset of Christians out there that don't want anything to do with those other Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they're the good Christians. They're the ones that keep their religion to themselves unless asked about it. They're not the ones going around pounding on people's doors, harassing them to, you know, join up like
some Christians
do. I don't
even have a problem with somebody pounding on my door and you know, knocking on a door. My problem is when you implement your little rules into law.
Right. And so, again, there are reasons why Mark and I feel the way we do. We both come from Christian backgrounds. I was a Presbyterian for a long time. Mark, I don't know what your denomination was as a child.
I'm an ethnic Methodist.
I don't know what that even means, but okay.
What my family is.
And so, you know, I was raised as a Christian, and inevitably I had a lot of questions that the Christian people didn't really have very good answers for. And I kept asking those questions of myself and others, and inevitably led to, logically, to the position that Christianity's a bunch of bunk. And just because there are going to be some people that are offended by me speaking my mind on the subject of religion in general, doesn't mean that I should shut up about it. I understand that people will be offended. It's the nature of talk radio for some listeners to be offended. In fact, I would bet if you listen to this show for long enough, we'll offend you on some issue, whether it's religious-based or political. Politically, or just an opinion about food that we like that you don't, or that we don't like that you like.
Bound to happen.
Something is going to offend you on Free Talk Live, and if you're so thin-skinned that you can't take it, then go and tune into some Bible reading seminar. They got that on the radio too. 1-800-259-9231. Don't listen to a show that's going to question your belief system if that's what you don't want. Because that's what I do. I question long-held traditional belief systems. I'm an anti-traditionalist as well. I'm sure a lot of people out there like the idea of getting married. I think marriage is silly. Because most people think that the idea of marriage is wonderful and great, should I stop talking about my feelings about marriage? Come on. 800-259-9231.
I don't like it when I hear your opinions on marriage personally. It offends me.
Well, guess what? You've got a microphone open in front of you,
yep.
And anybody that doesn't like what we're saying should call in and say something about it. Come on, take us to task. It's an open phone show. You can bring up anything. Here's a story that a lot of zealous fundamentalist Christians that support laws against things they don't like would be pretty happy with. And the story also upsets me. Adult film producer has been indicted on obscenity charges. This is an update on a story that I think we covered last year. An adult film star and producer from Altadena, this is from the LA Times, has been indicted in Florida on federal obscenity charges, according to the U.S. Justice Department. The 10-count indictment, which was handed down 2 weeks ago and unsealed Thursday, accuses 50-year-old Paul F. Little of 5 counts each of mailing obscene material and transporting obscene material through an interactive computer system. I looked at the actual indictment, and they're charging him with 1 count each for each of the downloadable preview videos on his website.
Okay.
And 1 count each for some videos that he mailed out to a client. So they're just charging him, based on all this, the silliest of things. Because he had preview videos on his website, each one of those is an obscenity count, apparently.
Okay.
The indictment alleges that he, through his company, Max World Entertainment, distributed films to Florida that met the U.S. Supreme Court standards for obscenity. Little, who surrendered Wednesday, is a nationally known director, producer, and star of adult films that are sexually graphic and depict severe violence toward women.
Oof.
The Justice Department said in announcing the indictment, in a statement released Thursday, Little, who goes by the stage name of Max Hardcore, contended that the government was unfairly attempting, quote, to take away my home, my business, and my liberty for making fictional movies with consenting adults. Now, I've actually seen a clip from one of this guy's movies.
Was it violent?
It's pretty pretty extreme.
Oh,
he calls himself Max Hardcore, and I'd say that's a really accurate term. It's pretty extreme. In fact, they go.
The problem with defending freedom is you end up defending people like this all the time.
It's not a problem. I have no problem doing it.
I understand.
I support liberty.
It's difficult.
The charges, let's see, he says, this is an absurd misallocation of federal resources, said his attorney, Jeffrey Douglas. Everyone in America understands that if you don't want to watch, you don't have to. Why can't the prosecutors understand that? Well, it's because the prosecutors don't believe in freedom and liberty. They have no interest in promoting liberty. They want to put people in jail cells for whatever reason. The charges against him come after 2 years, two years after federal agents raided his Altadena studios in an obscenity investigation. A Justice Department spokesperson bureaucrat said the prosecution was an outgrowth of the government's anti-obscenity initiative started under former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft. Whenever a new administration comes in, it has to make a decision on what resources to put where, the spokesbureaucrat said. And one of the things they took a look at in 2001 was to investigate and prosecute these types of crimes because of the expansion of the internet. What does that mean? Because the internet was expanding, they decided it was time to crack down on certain types of pornography because the internet was expanding? Well, is it because more people have the opportunity to see these movies now? And that's just kind of a lame explanation for the fact that they're just cracking down on people that they don't
right.
like.
Somebody came in with a penchant for cracking down on porn and decided that that's what we're going to do, so that's
right.
what they did.
Because it's hard to like this guy. It's hard to like Max Hardcore. He's a jerk. You know, he does awful things on videotape. But the fact remains that the things that he does, he paid these girls to do. He paid them fairly well, I'm sure, to have the things done to them that are done in these videos.
And it's not like there's any shortage of violence and movies out there. I just watched Braveheart last night, and people are getting their heads and arms and all kinds of things.
Ah, but this is sex and violence all at the same time,
right.
Mark.
I find that somewhat disturbing, but...
Oh, it's very disturbing. His website is maxhardcore.com. It's still online, but the Justice Department actually is looking to take his websites from him. It actually doesn't go into that in this particular article, but they're looking to take from him his websites. They want to take all of the money that he's earned from selling his videos over the years. They want to take all of his production equipment. They want to take his whole livelihood, essentially. This man's been in business for over a decade, probably, I think, close to two decades, creating this hardcore porn that clearly people have an interest in buying. If they didn't have an interest in it, he wouldn't have been so successful. If there weren't Americans around the country buying and watching this stuff, mm-hmm. this man would not have the business he has. But they're going after him because he's an easy target. There are only so many producers of material like the stuff that he makes.
Right, he has a niche market.
And the porn industry isn't probably isn't really interested in rallying to his defense. I think the porn industry in general would rather say, okay, we'll just go ahead and sacrifice Max Hardcore. You guys can have him. It's
just
all right.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, we're fine over here with our regular porn. You're not going to do anything to us, are you? Oh, no, we're just going after the obscene stuff. Well, now Max Hardcore is considered obscene. But that just means that there's going to be a next step. They're going to go after someone else next, if they're successful with prosecuting Max Hardcore. Now, the prosecution hasn't actually occurred yet. He's been indicted at this point. So we'll keep you up to date on the case. Max Hardcore has won in the past, but this sounds like it's the most serious of situations that he's faced as of yet. And, of course, as we mentioned with the government before, there's no fiscal disincentive for the government to continue bringing these cases. They have unlimited funds from which to do this.
You know, it's not like the prosecutor has to pay a fine when the Max Hardcore has been found innocent.
Right.
They just get their regular old paycheck and they just keep on going. There's no disincentive.
So
Max Hardcore has to pay lawyers and stuff.
Exactly. And apparently they can indict him based on any videotape that he sends out to somebody or DVD that he sends out to somebody. So even if these charges are dropped, as soon as he sells another video, there's another charge. So it's not double jeopardy because they can keep giving him fresh charges for every single time he distributes his so-called obscenity.
Why not?
Oh, it's disgusting what's happening in this country. It's disgusting what's happening to our freedom of speech. And there are people out there that are cheering it on. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.